going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What happened at the end of the season? I mean, why did it take so long, or what kind of injury did you get? What happened?
Yeah, we need this. I don't know if you want to say, injury correlated with my surgery. Simple as that, truthfully. And it just took a little bit longer than, we all wanted, I guess. Simple as that.
Close were you to getting back? I mean, the season's over. It's April 18th. Like, if you were in the playoffs, would you be playing in a week, or was it that much long term? Or where were you at the end of the year here?
I mean, there's a lot of injuries guys can play through in the playoffs, right? It's kind of hard to answer that any other way, but yeah. If we're in the playoffs right now, I would be playing game one, I would think.
And when you look at your season, obviously the injuries were frustrating. As you go to next year, isn't it in your mindset is simply your durability, this team needs you, and that's really going to be your off-season focus, is just to be out there on a consistent basis?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not playing is frustrating for myself, especially the team. It's just not ideal. I'm going to be doing a lot of things this summer to give myself the best chance to play, obviously, in all 82 games and some afterwards. Among a lot of other things I'll be working on this summer. But, yeah, I mean, that'll definitely be one of them.
In your view, what's different about you guys as a group and a team, and what kind of growth have you seen over the last year? What are the differences between now and, a year ago?
How we approach every game, how we our mindset going into games. I think obviously there's things that we still need to work on to get obviously to our ultimate goal. But we definitely made strides this year, I would say. Defensively for sure. I'm not going to compare the prior year to this year, but in my eyes there were definitely strides taken among the group as a whole, and I would say individual guys, and that's what's going to take year after year in order to do what we want to do.
Personally, just what was it like over these past 6 months to have all these stops and starts? I mean, were very effective when you were in the lineup.
The mental toll that maybe took on you. I mean, we see you on the bench, you know, during practice, and it's just, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah, it's mentally, it is, it can be tough. But, you know, an injury is an injury. There's not much, you know, of course, there's maybe some things you could say I could do in the gym recovery-wise, but... You know, I don't know if there's a lot that I could have done to prevent it, to prevent the injury, right? So, honestly, my focus has just been to get healthy as quickly as possible. And that's all I could really control. And that's kind of my mentality. You know, you got to expect, a setback here or there, with the surgery. But every day I go into the weight room and do my rehab, work out. And like I said, that's all I can control. That's where my mind has been the entire time. But I'll tell you, I'll be really excited to get back on the ice.
What allowed you to be so effective, in your opinion, when you were in the lineup? Because most nights you were pretty noticeable, you know, just the, you know, your heaviness and just, you know, your involvement, I guess.
What allowed me to do that? Is that the question?
What allowed you just to have a successful season, it seemed like, when you did play?
I don't know. That's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I had a good off season, right? I don't know how to answer that truthfully. I mean, I don't know. I just go out there and, you know, try and play a physical power forward type game and, try to do it to my best of ability. Why was I so effective at it? I don't know. I guess I'm pretty good at it. I don't know.
Obviously, hockey is a contact sport. I mean, you break a bone, you break a bone.
Correct.
There's nothing you can do about that. But do you, like, look at some of the injuries and say, I put myself in a bad spot there, that maybe I opened myself up to maybe getting hurt because I was in a bad spot or something like that? Do you ever, like, look at different hits, you are a physical player, mm-hmm. or different things and say, maybe I put myself in a spot where I didn't need to and I wound up getting hurt by that. Do you ever look at that?
On the ice specifically, no. No, I mean, you know, the things that happen on the ice are so quick, it's impossible to think about, right? I don't even find a reason or see a reason for me to go back and be like, why did I do that, right? That's the decision that, you know, that's what needed to happen, and I did it. Can you look back at different ways that, you know, you train or what you focus on or, you know, what you don't do every day or what you do every day? Of course, absolutely. You know, my off season might be a little bit different than it was last year, just because of obviously a surgery and. But the things that I do on the ice, no. If I have a shoulder injury and I'm back, a left shoulder injury, I'm still gonna go out and throw a hit with my left shoulder. It's just, yeah.
Jordan, would you expect this injury to, like, delay your off-season training in any way or impact, like, anything like that, or is it you'll be pretty much good to go?
No, I think I'll be pretty much good to go. I think that was part of the thought process, for me, just in the rehab that I've done and the workouts that I've done, was to basically get me to a spot to where I could go into the off-season ready to train, ready to do what I need to do to come back and be 100% effective at training camp or the regular season, whatever you want to call it.
From a team standpoint, you know, this time last year, a lot of guys were talking about needing to be more accountable, like, to one another and mm-hmm. things like that. Do you feel like you guys made some strides in that area this year?
Strides, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. there's still room for improvement, I think. There always is, right? But I think, you know, a lot of guys, you know, probably some of the older guys, the leadership crew, I think we, you know, everyone truthfully in the room, but it's got to start somewhere. And so I think, you know, guys talk about ways to be more accountable with ourselves and with other guys, whatever needs to be dealt with. so, yeah, I mean, I, like I said, I do think strides were made. And strides are going to continue to be made if we want to get to our ultimate goal.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.